This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, March 15, written by Ari Leader. Keeping it clean. From 2 Corinthians 7. Let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit. When we sin, we might try to cover it up, but God knows all about it, so there's no use trying to hide. Cover-up makes for an unhealthy life. Confession is good for the soul. Anyone who admits to the addictive power of sin also hungers for the cleansing of forgiveness, for the innocence that was, for wholeness of body and soul. And for that, we must return home. Come back into God's cleansing presence by the grace of Jesus Christ. He was tempted like us, but did not sin. Chastity, like charity, begins at home. In God's presence, we learn that our bodies are temples of the purifying Holy Spirit, who brings the groans of our pressing uncleanness before God's throne. And God says, "You are clean for Jesus' sake." Centered in God's forgiving love, we continue to walk with Him. We're not innocent of our passions and desires, but we are purified by grace and dazed by amazing forgiveness. We've been cleansed by the work of Jesus, who paid with His life to save us, body and soul. But work remains, for Lady Folly never stops inviting us to enjoy stolen sweets. She hopes we'll forget that our doors lead to death. She's persistent, but no match for God's cleansing spirit. Because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, we can turn away from temptation and continue to be cleansed from every defilement of body and soul. Will you pray with me? Create in us, O God, a clean heart, and may our spirits and our body be at home with You. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.